So we are at the opening plenary of the Thiel Organization's track. And what we have brought you here is the good reason for being here. I would like to, and you will have a lot of opportunities to share with each other what brought you here. But I would like already to start with something about why I came here. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So, you see, my T-shirt is the walking propaganda for Enlivening Edge, the organizer of the of this Thiel track, and some of my colleagues are also here. We created this together with the support from Next Stage World that helped promoting the event. What personally brought me here is I'm in a very enviable and also very scary situation. Working in Enlivening Edge has the implication that we receive lots of news about what is happening in the world of reinventing organizations and social systems. So that means that we are on the edge of all the information that is flowing in the system. You know, we started as 3 years ago as a very modest newsletter combined with a website, and now we became more like a news hub and a hub for the movement with many projects that you will learn about later. But what motivated me personally to accept the invitation from the Integral European Conference organizers to curate the organization's track was exactly to meet you, to meet all the wonderful people who are running projects or just want to learn about what is happening in the world of reinvention, because receiving email messages and Facebook messages about all those exciting events that ushering in the new world, that's one thing, but having a real world connection face-to-face, not only on Zoom, but in 3D, that's much more exciting. And also, we feel a responsibility for feeding back the collective intelligence of the ecosystem of Next Stage organizations, and we try to do that through our magazine and various community activities, but coming together from all over the world in a physical space, it's an amazing opportunity to really learn more in depth what is it? What is the field that we are part of? So let me introduce first my wonderful colleagues who helped creating this event. Enliveners, please raise your hands or stand up and say a few words about yourself.
Another one. We have two.
I got one. I only need one. I've never tried. So many of you know me already because I'm the editor of the magazine, but I also do a lot of other things, including a lot to do with welcoming people who would like to be involved working with an Enlivening Edge and a whole bunch of other things, helping to create the systems for our beloved startup organization. So that's who I am.
I've got one here. I'm Anna Betz. I've got a couple of roles in Enlivening Edge. One is the editor for the healthcare section. So I'm always for the lookout for what's happening in health and social care anywhere in the world. And so I offer interviews or motivate people to write an article about the project, their thinking, what's on the edge. And also, some of you may have received a message from me as a subscriber. I check our subscribers regularly, and especially those associated with organizations, which you can mention when you become a subscriber. So I check it all out, and I will send you a personal message. And a lot of our connections have come from that first connection. So that's me.
I'm Helen Rawlinson. I came across Enlivening Edge perhaps about 9 months ago and got involved in the community calls. I want to be involved more. I asked if there were any projects we were doing that I could get involved in remotely from Australia, and so I found myself on the group organising the conference, which has been a wonderful experience, and I couldn't imagine myself stepping back now from Enlivening Edge, so I've recently become a partner in Enlivening Edge.
I'm Eric Babinet, and I wasn't as involved in creating the track, but work a little bit more behind the scenes at a number of roles at Enlivening Edge, and it's great to see a lot of the people who have written articles for the magazine and to, as George says, to make the movement more visible. That's really a great part of being here at the conference.
So there are many other people who are here in the room who are not visible, and one of them is the guy who gave the initial impetus for Enlivening Edge to come into being in support of the Teal movement, and this is Frederick Lolu, and he has a message for us.
Thank you. people turn off the Wi-Fi and turn it on, because Wi-Fi signal is there. Otherwise, is the sound okay? Can you hear it even in the back?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's hope that it will restart.
You could ask him to speak more slowly.
It can slow me down.
It's a very good message, and I know that it's getting even better, so I think that you can hear it.
Organization through the enterprise. But
I really truly believe that if you can tackle this deep sort of energy, then you can achieve it. Things will fall into place. Sometimes it's magic. People will wonder for it. If you don't, you will need lots of proofs. Now let's imagine that you want to at some point to say, hey, I feel like these 2 layers of metal energy. Really, a new way to help me. That place, they just prevent us from doing it well. But imagine if you're able to link that to storytelling in this deeper sort of, personal energy impact. And then somehow, getting rid of the 3 layers will make sense to you. People want to follow them. There's a vision, there's good reason why to do this. If on the other hand, you counter to the picture, then people will just go, what's happening here? Like, this will be doing like one more thing than the whole chopped up. And so, really, your capacity to tap into that picture to do it, it's absolutely fundamental to the picture. So, please. Clarify as much as you can for people. Or if you're already starting to clarify it. And the suggestion I make to the readers is to just wonder like, who could be in the person who helps, because I can almost promise that you won't be able to do something wrong. You need somebody to help you explore it deep. And so who's that person? Is it maybe spouse or best friend? Or a colleague or a coach. And who can be the person that you trust will do their job in helping you access that source of energy? And it should be somebody you trust, somebody who is really gentle but also really firm. And here's my little is help me uncover the stories. Right? Help me understand, keep giving feedback. If I'm talking from the head, let's talk about it there. And tell me, when does it start to make? When are you touched? If you feel touched, then you're approaching, then there's something there. And just for a moment, joyful journey, explore this. And I can really promise that if you find that, if you're able to articulate storylines, and if you're able to find more stories all along, your personalized journey, you belong. Your career, of things that you've seen that you want to do, long set path. The easier it will be whole journey, because somehow people will want to follow that journey will be noble and we want that people want to share. So I wish you good exploring with you.
Thank you, Frederick.
So,
very persistent.
So I suggest that we let's be that people who can help the others clarify what truly drives them. Can we disconnect this?
Just pull the plug.
Pull the plug.
Pull the plug on the plug.
So what I'm saying that let's be the people who can help the others clarify what truly drives them is that we come together in triads. And we use a simple process. Some of you may be familiar with transparent communications. Have you heard of it? It's okay, you will discover the beauty of what happens when three people are taking turns for telling something that is as important as what drives them. You can think of questions like, what is the deep curiosity about yourself that brought you to participate in the Thiel organization's track of this conference? And as Lalu said, it's not easy always to give words to deep motivations, drives. But when there are two other people with you who support you just with their generative listening, that makes it easier. Yesterday we had a beautiful moment in the workshop on Thiel Transformative Communities of Practice as an Evolutionary Force, where some people who formed a simulation circle went quite deep into their personal matters of what brought them to that workshop. And I heard from the feedback that reflecting on these deep personal issues is actually easier in the company of mutually supportive relationships. So that's what you will have a chance to experience, hopefully, in your triads. And the way it works, well, we can... First, you will need to decide who will be person A and B and C. That's for the taking the turns. And then person A will tell his or her story, not the whole life, because you will have only 2 minutes for that, but just what is in your life story that motivated the curiosity that brought you here. And the two others who are listening, they are just listening in a generative way, listening in a supportive way, without asking questions, telling anything, whilst the person A is speaking. But after she finished, then person B is giving a feedback, 1 minute, and person C is giving feedback, 1 minute. And the feedback is not about giving your opinion, but sharing with person A, how did you feel as you were listening to his story? Anna, would you add anything from your perspective as trainer in transparent communication? What other insights can you share with us?
Well, I think Frederick actually nailed it when he said when somebody speaks about it or from their head, gently remind them when you reflect back how it landed with you, whether you felt it is coming from the whole of their self, or if they are talking about something. So basically, does it feel authentic to you? Does it energize you? How does it make you feel what you heard as a feedback? Because that is where energy is and where development happens. Yeah.
Thank you. So I suggest let's stand up and find two people whom you form a triad with.
Okay, so we need to time it when it switch over time.
Yes, can you do that?
Yes.
Let's make sure first that everybody has time.
Has everyone found, are you all in triads? Okay.
Raise your hands if you don't have a triad.
Okay, so I will time you because it's very easy to go over time. So the first person speaking will have 2 minutes, and then I will ask you to switch over. So we have person A. Have you decided who is person A in your group, A, B, and C? So person A will be the first one sharing. And when you're listening, just listen deeply for what touches you about what you hear. And then we go to person B and C, and then we have a feedback or reflection. So it's 2, 4, 6 minutes, and please keep to the time to give everyone the chance. Do you remember the question? Yes. So what is your deepest, what is my deepest curiosity about myself that the conference can help me see into? So look deeply into yourself of how the conference can help you discover also what drives you. What drives you that brings you here? What's your deepest curiosity? Okay, so let's start. Person A speaking. Okay, can you come to a conclusion, come to an end, person A? And let's just take a breath for a moment and let person B speak. Well, let's do a short but very brief feedback, just a few sentences of how it landed, what touched you about what you heard, person B and C.
you feel in yourself as you listen? Not asking you, just nodding.
Yeah, yeah. No, 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 actually, because of the way you explained it was not quite right, but anyway, it doesn't matter, we can change it. So we just go around and do a reflection after everyone. Okay, if you are at a good place at the moment, so please let person B now speak from their space. Just
interesting, all emotional, all familiar about the love that it's new. The beautiful love is touring with the reality of how we play out.
For the most part, she's very well too.
Okay, can I please remind you to give the space to the reflection? So person B was speaking, and now person A and C, please share what touched you about what you heard. What did you feel? What landed?
Well, we can say a deep breath, maybe just two or three people say something briefly, that, but it has to be very brief. I don't want to cut it out because it's like depriving people of... Okay, if you can come now to an end of this round, please. And just take a deep breath and center yourself. And when you are ready, person C will share their story. Okay, so could we now move to the next part, which is the feedback and reflection? So if the two people who were listening could just share what landed, how it made you feel, what's alive in you now. Okay, think of coming to conclusion of this part. It's all right. Yeah. Can you, before you separate from your partners, Can you please show some appreciation in whatever feels way it feels appropriate? And then we come back into one big circle. So we make one big circle now because we don't have a video. Okay, let's come, let's form a big circle, please.
Hello, nice to see you. Hi.
There's a space down here, Gertrude. There's still more space here. So we have actually run quite over time, as is usual in those things. So I would just like a few people, just very briefly, not tell the story, but just tell what something new that came up for you, something that some insights about what you learned in those triads, just three or four people.
Hi. Yeah, connected with a workshop I did yesterday, I could see speaking from this I, speaking about my story, had its, and speaking from that deep truth, it was like I was kind of finding it, but there was, again, this intuition that there was more. And then the experience of listening, I felt a lot of connection. I felt a lot of joy to see these people and to hear their story. So that was my takeaway.
Anyone else?
I'm Gertrud, and I was deeply touched by the conversation. And one of the last sentences was like giving room or having those conversations is actually the product, is the future. And being that makes a difference per se. And that was really, really touching, the whole conversation. And thank you for the space.
Anyone else?
So I definitely feel I'm not the only one having that specific experience. So thank you.
One more? Yeah.
Totally enlivened or enlivened, if you say it your way. All right, this was amazing, thank you, and total synergy we felt between China, Scotland, and Europe, and Canada. Great, amazing, thank you for holding the space.
Thank you, everyone. So we would like now to move to the next part. Do you want to say something? It's about the presenters that I counted. There are about 15 presenters here for the who will do, facilitate a workshop in the next few days. And it's just giving space to each of them to just speak about the work that they are going to present here.
Do you want to say so? Who are the who are the people who are going to present a workshop in the next couple of days? Very cool. So let's just pass the mic, and each of you has about a minute or so. Later in the whole conference, you will have another chance, but just to introduce your workshop to the TILTRAC interested people, please.
Hello, my name is Philip. I'm from Russia, and I'm very happy in the last 10 years to have great experience of working personally with business leaders who are really advanced as a coach. And what I hear over and over again is something like, oh, I read that article and then it all started in my company. Oh, I had a conversation with that person and then we started this reinventing, redesigning our company. So this concept of seeds is something that fascinates me. And a seed is a small unit of meaning that provokes the search for more. And I'll be presenting on those seeds of how do you collect them, how do you frame them, and we'll co-create some seeds together. Thank you.
Hello, I am Marius, and I am here to experience authenticity with you. Authenticity in front of the camera, where we could speak about your deepest changes in life and what really brought you here and what really shaped who you are. Because for me, this is the space where we are able to connect. This is the way that we are able to understand each other better. So the things that we are doing, it is not the workshop. It takes time, all the time till Sunday. So we have the space to do the interviews, to talk one-on-one, to record it, and then to share it with others in the movie project that we are doing. Project that is actually, for me, the going louder, going to the public with what we have to offer. So I'm here because I would like to offer you having an authentic talk about what matters the most for you, so as we could then put it more broader to the bigger public. So in front of the reception, today there will be the roll-up, and there is a place where you can sign yourself. And by just signing there, we are able then to meet and have this talk together. There is also Hande over there, that you can go to her and you can also come to us. Yes.
It takes 15 minutes.
Yes. Unless you want to stay longer, so it's okay too. Thank
Great,
you.
Great, thank you.
So, good morning. My name's Christopher Cook. On the flight over last night, I sat next to a lady, a barrister, and within 5 minutes she turned to me and she said, wow, she said, we never have conversations about this. We seem to be completely disconnected from our food. So that's why I'm here. I'm going to run a session tomorrow afternoon that takes us outside. I'm going to spend the whole afternoon outside, and I've got a bit of a vision around this in terms of an unfolding process. And we're going to look at nature, ecosystem processes from an integral stance. And why is that important? Because in the transition into second tier that we often hear spoken about, it's not always straightforward, is it? I mean, we're all here because we're learning to uncover what it means to navigate that transition. It can be a bit sticky, a bit messy, and I quite honestly don't know many organisations that have successfully made that transition. Not that it's important, except that there's a great fragility on the planet. So the reason why working with nature and working with these ecosystem processes is important is that it stimulates the latent second-tier awareness, and I'll demonstrate what that means outside, and that'll be outside tomorrow afternoon. And then I'm doing a second presentation, which is really the why behind the content of what we do tomorrow afternoon, and that will be called The Pull of Communion. We're all inspired to be here for very different reasons, and yes, we can take our impression of universe and speak about it in these quiet moments, but I want to explore a bit about the bigger why and how universe speaks through us and how we can learn to respond to that, and that will be the pull of communion.
Hi, I'm Katharina Sell, and I'm running a session on navigating complexity with embodied knowing. So recognizing that in this whole context of complexity and VUCA that we have, and that our usual efforts to basically predict and control are really running into an impasse, and that this realization of seeing the illusion of control and really stepping into this totally different space where we don't look for the answers outside or by rationalizing, but really tap into an inner space where we have access to something that gives us a higher insight and a direction, and using that as a compass. So that will be the what we're exploring in the workshop, and it also touches on the whole consequences on how we make sense of ourselves and the world if we really take this way of navigating seriously. So this session is called Embodied Knowing, and it's on Friday at 5:30.
Hi, my name's Jane Pitling, and I will also be appearing in the Tool Track on Friday afternoon. I think just before. So I'll be speaking on Friday afternoon, just before Katharina. I'll be working with Anna, and we'll be talking about using generative listening. I work in health and social care, and I'll be sharing some stories about the transformational effects that type of listening can have in health and care. I'm currently working with health and care organisations that are reinventing health and social care and moving towards a Teal way of working. People keep telling me that what we're trying to do is impossible. I like to do the impossible. What these people don't know is that if you tell me it's impossible, I'm more likely to try and do that. So I'm also looking for you to help me, for your ideas and for your thoughts, and to make connections that can help me do that.
Okay, I'm working with Jane. We are co-facilitating that workshop, and it's called Transformative Listening to Help Traditional Organization Going Teal. So that's really our motivation of how to bring listening and listening spaces of things like we did just now, like the triads, into traditional organization, because it's a foundation from which energy comes and where change comes from.
I'm Gertrud, and I will present in the other room. It's not in the TIA track because it's more genuine, and it's how to use our brain effectively. So we said, what's worth being, you're so developed, and then somebody pushes your buttons, and how do you deal with that? So it's about everyday life's being with what's so, and how do you We have created a streetlight model. And you will see more, just a short section of our book. We have written a book about appreciation and the basis of wholeness in companies. So this is one part, this streetlight model that we are talking about tomorrow.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Catherine from Germany, and I want to tell, I have a presentation on Thursday about founding a Thiel school in Germany, and it's a story of a Mission Impossible, and more deeply, it's about how to free energy in organizations. And the main tool we find for us is embodied authentic communication. And we have a very fluid structure. And I tell more about it in that presentation. And also about how could children be self-organized in learning and also be leaded by adults. How could it both go together? Not in a democratic way, just leave the children with all themselves? How is it leading children and self-organization of children's learning paths? Yes. And the story is not about transforming a school, not to hack a school, it's just build a very new system. Yeah, that's running now for 1 year, and I like to share our experiences.
My name is Jeroen. I'm from the Netherlands, and I'm involved in mapping the leading edge of the future of organizing. It's a mapping project initiated by George, and we try to really make the movement not only visible to the outside world, but also to make connections within. We do that by creating a map, and we've now created the first beta version of the map, which I want to share with you and invite you to help us basically take that a step forward. I'll have that workshop on Saturday afternoon, and I don't even know the name of the workshop. I guess it's Thiel Organizations Mapping Project. Saturday afternoon.
My workshop is tomorrow at 12 o'clock in Ibiza.
Hello, I am Pierluigi Latuada from Italy. My workshop will be biotransenergetics, from psychotherapy to self-realization, which is mean that biotransenergetic is mostly applied on psychotherapy, but also we have units on corporate, because biotransenergetic is a discipline which I founded since 84. And now we have several training for counselor, for coach, for psychotherapist. And I will present this work which is integral and transpersonal, which come from the deep, as the colleague said, but also are aware on what we do with the experience, because we are used, some of us are used, to enter deep, stay in meditation, and maybe express themselves. But then, what do we do with this? Which kind of mind elaborate the experience? So biotransenergetic also works not just with the inner experience, but also with what we do with our mind to organize the experience. I guess my workshop is on Friday afternoon. Thanks.
Hello, I'm still Helen Rawlinson. So I'm running a workshop on Saturday on working with systems from Thiel. I hear it in the work that people are doing, is that people are having to shift into thinking at the systems level to move up beyond the old traditional transactions and processes. So I have put together some material on what I think it means to the capabilities for working from Teal, but I'm going to invite the involvement and contributions of the people in the workshop to keep building on that model. So I'm looking forward to people coming along and sharing.
My name is Armin Sieber. I'm from Switzerland, and tomorrow afternoon, together with Jean-Paul Munch, we will have a workshop in a flow design, which we found out in the breakfast round. We both have very distinctive ideas what will happen. It will be about a matrix for making decisions in organizations. It will be informed by sociocracy, but not presenting the model, but doing it without talking about the model, trying to implement instantly. And we hope to add some lightness to difficult processes when it comes to decisions. Both of us are mainly rooted in the educational system, so that is one of our common denominator. I work as a headmaster, not of a planned school, but of a school in progress. For 14 years, we work in a more and more integrally informed way, and I will share about that. That teaching is touching the future.
My name is Claudia Groß. I'm German. I live in Egypt since 13 years. And 4 or 5 years ago, I was developing an approach that I called human-centered organizational governance. And it is providing lists and activities, like minor activities organizations could choose from to then create a more human-friendly organization based on the existing one, or start with a total transformation and bring humanity to work. And I call this approach human-centered organizational governance, which is very long, and there happened to be a label in the center of the website which was saying life at work, so this is the colloquial title of it. And I will give a talk on Friday morning for 20 minutes only, so it's not a workshop, it's a talk, and the title is Midwifing the Emerging Future and Looking at Practices of Life at Work. It will be in a room called Panorama, and I haven't been there yet, so I cannot even point in the right direction, but I'm sure you will find it if you're interested. Thank you.
I'm Rainer, another expat German living in Austria now, and I have already given 2 workshops yesterday, and one was on how to recruit from a vocational space, like how can the story that you want to live be the pointer to your next job, or how can the success you need in your company be told as a story so that people that want to live that success will recruit, will become your recruitee. So that if you want to discuss this, you can meet me anytime and in this impromptu private pirate session somewhere between other sessions, as this conference is already pretty full and planned. And the other invitation I can make for another pirate session at somewhere outside in an unplanned, unforeseen way is to go into the depth of what is the next stage in constellation work. And how can constellation work help any organization or your own projects come to its next stage? And I see kind of these 2 flowers here as a representation of what constellations could be. It is life and more. These 2 elements are driving all constellations. So if you want to experience that with me, just find me somewhere and we will make an appointment. And maybe even make it a bit public so that we do a bit of open space and a closed space.
Okay, so...
Oops. Hello, I'm Tom. I passed the mic because I presented yesterday. I had a really good time with a small, intimate group. And my workshop, if it, you could call it a workshop, is really a 45-minute survey. Was more about purpose is as purpose does. How do you actually make this real? Bringing it down from the aspirational space of all the things that we could do together to how do we actually do them in reality? And bringing it, grounding it even in legal structures and rule sets and cultural and behavior norms that everybody agrees to. And I did a 45-minute session on that yesterday. And I am always in pitch mode. I like the term pirate. I'm going to pick up on that. So if you want a pirate session at any time, happy to do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, presenters, for all these juicy ingredients that you are bringing to the Teal Kitchen, creating this amazing menu. So. There is also one more event that I want to mention briefly, that Aftab and Helen and myself will have a workshop Saturday afternoon about forming a community of practice. So that's for all and any of you who is interested in what you can do if you want to form a community of practice in your domain. And two other events, which are not a workshop, but worth mentioning, that's Saturday afternoon with Anna and other colleagues from Enlivening Edge. We will have an event with the title Surfing the Enlivening Edge of the Movement, when we are going to share with each other the present state of what is alive in the Teal movement now. And the last event, the closing plenary session, will be Sunday afternoon, and I hope that all of you who are still here will come, because that will be the kind of end which is a beginning. That will be the time when we can reflect together on what's next for us and for the movement.